Today's daf in Masechet Murah, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, sort of, is daf Chof. We're holding on daf Yotet Amud Beit, and we just got up to the last, basically, the last answer that we gave the Bechus Zman. Since Bechus Zman is Nichlas L'dir L'Yitaser, so because of that, it's learned out from Bechor. Therefore, there's no problem, I'll leave the Rebbe Shimon, why it would be that a Mechusar Zman is not considered to be Roy now, and why Kedusha Zaguf would be Chal on a Mechusar Zman. So we got up to Tana Rabbana, right on the bottom line of Amud Beit. Tana Rabbana. Hamagdish nikeva la'olato ulapischo ula'ashamo. So basically, we've had three cases, correct? Three cases where you use an oil, you use a nekeva for an animal that really has to be a zohar. The first case that we had spoken about was Magdish nekeva la'olato. And we saw over there that the halacha, according to Rabbi Shimon, is that it actually has a kedushas haguf. And we understood that to be because an oilas ha'of is shayach to be a nekeva. So right now, we were talking about, up until now, we weren't talking about the din of Tamura. We were talking about whether it has Kedusha, whether Nosele Kedusha Saguf, and what the din would be about its being Ro'i, ultimately, for Korban. Now we want to talk about what the din is, Agabi Tamura. We discussed this earlier. So here we're talking about a case where we have all three cases we put together. We had spoken about Eila, the next Mishnah had spoken about Asham, and we discussed at length yesterday the din of the Korban Pesach. Here we put them all together. Female for an Eila, female for an Asham, female for a Pesach. The Tanakhama says all of these cases will make a Tamura. Now, fascinatingly, Rabbi Shimon, who is the one that Dafka said that it is Shayach to have Kiddush on these Korbanas, he argues in the other direction when it comes to the Korban Pesach and to the Korban Asha. Rabbi Shimon says only one out of these three cases can make a Tamura. And that would be the case of a Nekevela Olato. There osa Tamura. Masha Enkein, a Nekevela Pischo Vela Ashamo, en osa Tamura. Why? Because en lecha davar osa Tamura la ro'ah lehistaev. You need a minimum amount of Kedushas Haguf on an animal in order for it to be able to make a Tamura. That minimal amount of Kedush Saguf is the indication that you can't just sell it. You have to wait until it gets a mum. If you need to wait until it gets a mum, it obviously has a Kedush Saguf because Kachai Domim don't require a mum. So when it comes to the case of the Eila, yes, over there, I need to wait till it gets a mum, and therefore it can make a Tamura of that Eila. Masha Inke, the others, there's no Kedusha at all. On my Rebbe, Eina Niro Edvar Avshur Abishimah B'Pesach, I understand what he's saying, but I don't understand how it applies to a Nekeva, to the Korban Pesach. Because since the din is that Oilu Mutara Pesach Korev Shlomi, so as we discussed yesterday, if you have a leftovers that have been set aside for Pesach, and a shlomim, essentially the domim of the shlomim, is the equivalent of a baser Pesach, then the din is that since the keva can be brought as a shlomim, then we should view a kedusha for Pesach as the equivalent of kedusha for shlomim, in exactly the same way that Rabbi Shimon holds that the fact that you could have a bird to be an eila is enough to make the behema an eila for a behemas nekeva, and therefore you have to wait till it gets a mum and it can make a Tamura. In exactly the same way, says Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ought to say that the same thing is true of a Nekeva for a Pesach, because we should view it essentially as the leftover of a Pesach, which would be brought anyway as a Shlomi, and a female can be brought as a Shlomi. So that ought to be just as good as the Nekeva La'ila. By the way, says the Gemara, why doesn't Rebbe even say that he feels that Rebbe Shimon is wrong about even the Asham? Because isn't the halacha that a motar asha is brought as an ayla? Remember, if I have a leftover asham, leftover money or an animal that had been set aside after an asham had been lost, and I set aside another one, those are all motarot asham. The din is over there that it's brought as an ayla. So why not say that therefore there's a kedushas haguf on the nekeva? No, that is not a problem. Because actually, Rebbe holds that the mosar of an asham is not brought as a private oila. It's brought as a nedava for the tzibor, for the kayetz hamizbeach. Remember, we had that machlokas before. We're going to have that machlokas again today. What is the din of these motarot when we say that you should use yiplu damav linedava? Yiplu damav linedava means, by definition, that it should be given as a nidva sibur, which is called the kayetz hamizbeach, and it's put into the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash when you walk in. That is miyuchad for nidva sibur. Now, so what are you going to say? That since it's roi for nidva sibur, therefore it can make a tmura? There's no carbon of a tzibur that can make a tmura anyway. So how would that make it more suitable to make a tmura? Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Rebbe says, look, as far as the din of the asham is concerned, Rebbe Shimon is correct, because there is no way that it should make an eila, since there's no element of a korban that could make a tmura anyway that it has connection to. But a Pesach, where the Moser Pesach is meant to be a shlamim, and a shlamim certainly makes a tmura, so why in the world would we not say that it should make a tmura if he put an oil, a nekeva for his Pesach? That I don't understand. So Rebbe Sarvalaka Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan who argue with Rebbe Shimon. And they hold that all motarot do not go to a personal nedava. They go to a nidva tzibur for kayetz hamizbeach. And anyway, ein tmura betzibur. So now that's not a problem. Now, at this point, we're trying to analyze, once again, even though we already did this in the context of the other dinim that Rebbe Shimon mentioned about the halacha of a nekeva la'ila, we want to review what the logic was. And remember, we never really explained. We just said that hoyo ve'isa shem oila al ima. That's what we said. When we're talking about the vlad, the zachar, that's what the main sugya we had up until now. Somebody gives a behema nekeva for an oila. That nekeva gives birth to a zachar. What is the din of that zachar? That's what we were discussing until now, right? Now we're talking about whether that behema itself, not the vlad, the mother, there was no vlad, can the mother make a tmura? And remember that the name of our perek is Elu Kadashim Shevladotehem Utmurotehem Kamotam, right? So basically this perek is dedicated to the interrelationship of the vlad of a particular animal and the tumura of that animal. So really, we're being very consistent with the derech of the parak. We first started discussing what would be the din of a vlad of an oila, which seems to be a contradiction in terms, since an oila can only be a male. And we focused on a case where somebody had given a female as an oila, and that enabled us to open up this whole sugya of what would be the din of this so-called vlad of an oila, correct? Memelu, we got into the whole question of whether there is kedusha on a nekeva of an oila and so on. Now we're moving on, Now we're moving on to the question, not of the vlad, but of the tmura. The tmura of the same female animal that had a vlad. Because again, we are trying to see the interrelationship between vlad. And remember that the word vlad in the perek was used ultimately to include the secondary kedusha, whether that was biologically secondary or whether it was secondary in terms of tmura, because the primary animal, which is called the aim, like yesh aim lamikra, there's aim, the primary is what it means. The primary animal was X, the secondary animal is the tmura. So we talked about the primary animal being a theoretical vlad of an oila, and now we're talking about a tmura of that same female. Since yesterday we discussed the din of the relationship of the vlad of an actual vlad of an Arsham, which shouldn't be possible, or an actual vlad of a Pesach, which shouldn't be possible, but which was made possible because of the fact that somebody gave a female, wrongly, but gave a female for not only the oil or for the Arsham and for the Pesach. We are now discussing the secondary Kedusha of the other type of Ein, where it was a female, and he made a Tumura. So now the question is, what would be the din of a Tumura of this female, right? So now we're saying, when it came to a Tumura, Rabbi Shimon says, the Tumura of an Eila, yes. The Tumura of a Pesach, no. The Tumura of an Asham, no. Rabbi Tainet, according to Rabbi Shimon, to be consistent, he should have said the Tumura of a Pesach, yes. Because there's a shame, Kedushas Pesach, as a Shlamim, al imay. Therefore, they could be able to make a Tumura. Now we want to go back and understand why it is that a Libet Rabbi Shimon, there is a Kedusha of an Eila on the female. And now, for last, we really focus in on his reasoning. So, Kasal Kadaitra, initially, we thought, that at the time the Rabbi Shimon got me mafish the kevel yoyla. Rabbi Shimon's logic as to why he holds that if you set aside an akeva for an ayla, the reason that it makes a tumura, mishumachia is a tumura, is because a ika shem ayla ale gabe oni ba ayla sa'uf. Now understand the difference here from what we were assuming all along. Because, gentlemen, all along I was telling you over the Gemara as it comes out in the end. And the end is simply the fact that no matter how it is that you're going to be chayav this oila, if you're chayav yourself this oila, you say, hare alai oila. There is such a thing as an oila sa'of that you can bring as that oila. And therefore, any oila is essentially, ultimately, can be brought as an oila sa'of. The Gemara now is not aware of that reasoning. And the Gemara now is assuming that the reason that Rabbi Shimon says there's a shame ayla ima al ima Moshe is not because of the fact that if I am neither an ayla, I could bring an ayla sa'of, but rather because there are places where the Torah specifically said that I have to bring an ayla sa'of. That's the point. So since if somebody is poor, in the case of a carbon, by Daniel, in the case of a carbon ayla v'yared, he has to bring an ayf. So in that case, if that same person goes ahead and he brings an Eilas Behema, if somebody who's not poor, he brings an Eilas Behema, so it would be good for an Eila that you're bringing as an Adava, right? But if that's the reason, and it's not because it's a reflection of what you have to bring when you're Mechayev yourself an Eila, so then if that's the case, a Kohen Gadol, who sets aside, remember, he's got to bring, this Kohen Gadol has got to bring a par, Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen brings a parah instead. What would be the din? According to this idea that there is an equivalent carbon that would be named that carbon, so a par Kohen Gadol could be Kadosh because there is a parah that is brought also as a chatas, namely the parah aduma. The Pura Aduma, the Torah says, Chatati. I mean, is it really a Chatat? But the Torah calls it a Chatat. So why not use that as the basis of saying that a female Pura should be Bidi Avad, it should be Kodesh, and it should have all of these dinim the way Rabbi Shimon says. Nobody ever said that. Ah, come on, says the Gemara, Pura Aduma, that's not a Chatat. It's Kashibeta Kabayis. Kashibeta Kabayis can't make a Tamura. How could that be part of the dinim of Tamura? Please, throw that out. Okay, fine. You're right. That was pretty not intelligent. Yochid Shifri Sarlis Irato. How about this? An individual who is Chayev Achatas. And what Chatas does he have to bring? A Seira. So he goes ahead and he sets aside a male instead of a female. The equivalent case. Except backwards. So since there is such a thing as a male that can be brought as a Chatas, assuming the person who sinned was a Nasi. So the halacha is that a Nasi brings a Chatas Yochid, but it's different than anybody else's Chatas Yochid. He brings a male instead of a female. So why not say, since there exists such a concept as a male for a Chatas, in the case of a Soyer Nasi, in the same way that if a person theoretically, there exists an ani that can bring a carbon olas ha'of. That's enough to tell me that somebody else who's bringing an olas behema can bring the opposite sex. So why not say the same thing over here? There is somebody who brings the opposite sex, namely a male, for a chatas, the sire of the nasi. So an individual who does that should also, if he brings a male, it has a kedusha, and therefore should be able to make a tamura, or vice versa. How about a nasi who brings the opposite sex for his karban? He was supposed to bring a male, and instead he brings a female, so it should be able to make a tamura. Nobody said any of that. And in these cases, it should be tigdosh. So inami nasi shifr sira lesira. Why not tigdosh? Because basically the yachid would be able to be mafri sira. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? I mean, these are two different individuals. I don't understand. Or trey guvei nino. It's not the same din. A nasi and a yachid are two completely different halachas. So over there, he himself could never bring this. But in the case of the Eila, anybody would be able to bring an Eila. So, oh, if you say, what do you mean? But he's rich now. So he'll be mafker, everything that he owns. No, then he won't be rich. Could he bring a carbon on it? Yes, fine. So in other words, the same person, if he could have been able to bring a bird, yes, that's a riot. But to say there is, theoretically, if you were the Nasi, you would be able to bring a different sex for a chat, this is ridiculous. You're not the Nasi. That's not a kash. Says the Gemara, well, now wait a minute, not necessarily. Suppose a Nasi was an individual, he did a chait, and then he was appointed as the Nasi, right? So suppose Chata Achelo Nitmana, and then at that time he hadn't set aside a carbon chatas, then he becomes a Nasi. Now he sets a Sa'ir aside, which he's not Chayav a Sa'ir, because when he sinned, he was a individual. He wasn't a Nasi, and therefore he should really be bringing a Sa'irah. But now he is an individual who can bring a Sa'ir. So if he sets aside a Sa'ir, it should be the same thing as Mafresh Nakevel Aloy Lotsa. And it should be Kaddish, because Ilu Chata Hashta. If he had sinned now, he could theoretically bring his Sa'ir. Well, but what does that have to do with anything? He did not sin now. He's not Chayev a Sa'ir. So what are you talking about then? So then Iyachi, I mean, if that's true, so if it depends on whether right now, is that what he's able to bring? So it's then the same thing? If this guy cannot himself bring an Eila, and he's going to bring a Behema, so how do you say, since theoretically he could have brought it? That's what I'm asking you, and you're telling me I'm silly for asking you theoretically. Ask me actually, is there on this Nasi a Chiyav of a Sa'ir or not? That's what you're asking me. So I'll ask you the same question. Is there on this individual a Chiyav to bring a bird or not? No, so then he can't bring a female for the Behema. It's exactly the same logic. You're driving me crazy. You're running around in circles. Does it have to be actual or is it theoretical? If it's theoretical, it should have been expanded to the case of a male or a female for a chatas, for gabi, a sir, or a yachid. Well, actually, you know what? We made a mistake. The real reasoning of Rabbi Shimon is not because of an oila that you're chayav in a carbon oila of a yachid. The real reason of Rabbi Lazar is anybody at any time, if he says he's chayav an Eila, he can bring an Eila Sa'of. Why not? Even if he didn't say Eila Sa'of, he said chayav an Eila, he can bring an Eila Sa'of. So you see that an oath is obviously, and there it doesn't matter, male or female, the concept of male or female doesn't even exist when it comes to a bird. So a male, if that's the case, his logic is that the word Eila is perfectly usable when it comes to the Kedusha of a female. That's all he's saying. Not because theoretically you could have brought an Eila Sa'of, but because actually you could bring an Eila Sa'of. Now, according to Tosfos, I just want to tell you, according to Tosfos, this is an actual difference, lahalacha, in the way the Gemara is coming out. Because originally we thought that if you set aside an Eila Sa'of where you're chayev an Eila Behema, not because you dedicated one, but because you did something that was b'chai of you, this Eila, so that you would be, according to him, you would be able to make a tour within a cave. And now we're changing our mind. Now we're saying it's only where you could actually use a bird to be yotze that chiyuv. Namely, you had made a neder. There's the case where if you set aside a female as animal, it would be the same. According to Tosafot, we actually changed our mind from what we said the chatchila. So Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and it says in the Mishnah Beferish in Menachos that Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, if some first the Tanakama says if somebody says Arei Alai Ola, so bring the cheapest thing. The cheapest thing is a keves. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says no, the cheapest thing is a Torah or a Ben Yonah. You could bring that. And the Gemara over there said they're not really arguing. It was just a question what was more accessible in the town of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and in the town of the Rabbanan. That's but they weren't arguing halacha. And therefore, we're not talking about a chiyav of an eila. We're talking about your personal hitchayvut to be mechayv yourself an eila. And actually, Tanan Hasan and Shkolim, it says in the Mishnah, if somebody gives over all of his property to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, supposing what the norm is when somebody gives over all of his property, so the assumption is that all of his property means that he wants to give everything to the Berech HaBayit. Why? Because we understand that his automobile and his TV set and his refrigerator are not going to be brought on the Mizbeach, right? So I mean, this guy is thinking, okay, so I just want to give the whole thing, whatever I own, all my monetary value, I'm giving over to the Berech HaBayit. Now, there might have been animals there also. Maybe they were animals that were theoretically roy for a carbon. But we're not thinking that this guy is thinking to himself, well, the things that could go on the Mizbeach, I want to give to the Mizbeach and the other stuff. And no, he's just giving everything he owns to Agdash. And therefore, his thoughts were that it should go to the Gizbar of the Berech HaBayit, right? So what do you do, in fact, if there are animals that were roy for the Mizbeach? And remember that we have a klal that anything that is roy for the Mizbeach grabs hold of it and it doesn't let it go. So the din is like this. If it was magish v'chas v'yaba en be'imaru yalagamim mizbeach, suppose there were zecharim v'nekevot, there were male animals, female animals that were tmimim, and therefore they could be brought in the mizbeach. So Rebbe Eliezer says like this, look, his intent was that the value goes to the Berech HaBayit, for sure. Yet the halacha is that the mizbeach has rights to demand those animals, so what do? Because if it's Roy L'Mizbeach, you can't let it get away from Mizbeach. Very simple. We sell those animals. If you have the Zecharim, sell them for Olot. Because the guy, when he said should be Kaddish, he meant it should be as Kaddish as possible. So sell the Zecharim for an Ayla, should be brought entirely on the Mizbeach. Sell the Nekevot for people that want to bring a carbon Shlomim. So now we have cash. Take that cash, give it to the Berech HaBayit. And meanwhile, the animals themselves, indeed, are put on the Mizbeach, and everybody's happy. As far as the value is concerned, it's the same as his refrigerator, it's the same as his automobile, and that goes to the Berech HaBayit. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, the guy actually has in mind that if there are animals that are shayach to the Mizbeach, he wants them to go to the Mizbeach. So therefore, the Zecharim, just bring the Zecharim directly. Bring them as Eilis, because that's what the guy had in mind. He wouldn't have been Mavater on the ability to give them to the Mizbeach as a carbon. Instead, he would just give their value to the Berech HaBayit. The guy wants the maximum usage of these things. The Nekevot also should be Eilis, but you can't make a Nekeva an Eila. So what do? Sell them for Shlomim, but use the value to buy Eilis for this guy who made an Egdash. And Yavi B'dameyam Olot, because that's really what he wanted. He wanted to give everything to the maximum level of Kedusha. Omar Le, Vishar Nechassim, the rest goes to the Berech HaBayit. So his automobile, his fridge, his TV, everything goes to the Berech HaBayit. But anything that could go on the Mizbeach is meant to be put on the Mizbeach. Omar Le, Rebbe Bar Abba, Rebbe Yochanan, according to Rebbe Yoshua, who says that you bring the actual animals themselves as Eilis on the Mizbeach. So then we've got a serious problem, because then that means that the female animals, what did he really want them for, Bashev? What did he really want them for? He really wanted them to be Eilis. But then if that's the case, then since Rabbi Yeshua held that the guy really wanted them to be Eilois, except you can't bring them because they're in the Keva, so we sell them. But then how can they be used as a Shlomim if that's the case? If the halacha we said before, that if you gave a female to be an Eila, then the halacha is you can't bring that carbon directly. You have to wait until it gets a mum, right? Why do you have to wait until it gets a mum and sell it? Because it came from Kedusha Dechuya. Since I had set it aside for the wrong Kedusha, it's no longer suitable to be brought itself on the Mizbeah. So I wait until it gets a mum. Isn't that what we said? So then, according to you, Mamanabshach, Rabbi Yeshua, you're not making sense. If you hold that the guy means that he wants this animal to be brought as an Eila, then that means that he gave a Nekeva to be an Eila. And the din of a Nekeva to be an Eila is at the maximum. We wait until it gets a mum. And then, but we certainly don't bring the animal itself. So how do you go ahead now and bring these animals and sell them to people who need shlamim? So that, how do you explain that on Mikar Kedusha Dechuya, or another Lashon, which is basically the same thing, you just talk about a little bit clearer. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Abba l'Rav Yochanan, Midika Amar, Rabbi Yeshua Zecharim Atzim Mikar V'Olot, if you're telling me that the guy wanted to give the Zecharim to Eilois, what does that mean? L'meimra, it implies that Kedusha Zaguf HaKedushinu, that this guy had given them to be Kodesh Kedusha Zaguf as Eilois, and if that's the case, he offered it. So then, so then why would we sell the nikevot? I thought the din was tiboy re'iya, that you have to let them graze. So you're not letting them graze. You're trying to bring them on the mizbeach directly. Or Baalei said Rabbi Yochanan, and that's because of a different thing. You forgot Rabbi Shimon Shita. And there is the Rabbi Shimon who holds, who we spoke about yesterday, Rabbi Yeshua Savalak, Rabbi Shimon, that says, Ko midido chazile legufe, anything which cannot be brought itself on the Mizbeach, and I try to be magnishit, lo nachta le kedusha zaguf, it doesn't get any kedusha zaguf. Because what we said over there is if somebody gives an akeva to an asham, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't need for it to get a mum. Remember we learned yesterday, why do you not need to get a mum? Because since an akeva is not ru'uya for an asham, lo nachta le kedusha at all. So it's the same thing over here. The tnan timacher shalo b'mum. The amrinan, we said yesterday, what's Rabbi Shimon's logic? Because kiva de lo chazile nekeva la asham, because a nekeva doesn't make any sense to give to an asham, there's no kedusha on it. I'd have to wait till it gets a mum. I simply sell it. And lo nachshalei kedusha zaguf. So since he holds that by the asham, therefore I'm saying that that would be true over here, where he gave all of his animals, nekevas and zecharim, to be eilois. Says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. Rabbi Shimon himself says that when it comes to an Eila, that it is Kodesh Kedusha Zaguf because of the bird issue, right? So what are you saying? Emodo Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamed Kevela Asham. I was only by the Asham because Lek Hashem Asham Alimo. Remember, that was the whole day's work yesterday. So it was only the case of the Asham because an Asham can never be a Nekeva. But when it came to an Eila, we just explained that Nekevela Eila Ik Hashem Eila Alimo. Can we just explain that? Now, the Rebbe Shimon is made that it does have Kedusha Zaguf, and you can't sell it without a mum. And furthermore, we just learned this morning, the Ud, Hashamina, little Rebbe Shimon, who says he can even make a Tamura for God's sake. So the Olato is a Tamura. So what are you telling me? That I could sell it for people who need a Korban Shlomim? It's ridiculous. We have to wait till it gets a mum. Amar Lei, you're 100% right. According to the Rebbe Shimon that you know. But there's another Rebbe Shimon that was quoted by Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, who oftentimes quotes an alternative shita of Rebbe Shimon. And in fact, Reb Yoshua, who said this halakha, that I should sell the females directly as shlamim, and I don't require it to get a mum, he holds like the other Tana Alibin Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua Sarvalaki Irach Tana Alibin Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Afla olat toino satmura. That actually Rabbi Shimon never said that there's a difference between an oila and an asham, even though there is the possibility of bringing a bird as an oila. In this version of Rabbi Shimon, it does not mean that I can call an animal that is a nekeva an oila. So according to this approach, there is no such sheet of Rabbi Shimon that distinguishes between oila and asham. The only din of Rabbi Shimon that is relevant to our discussion is that Rabbi Shimon holds that when an animal is not suitable for the purpose for which it was given to Hekdesh, there is no kedushas aguf whatsoever, and therefore you do not need a mum, and now everything is absolutely perfect since it doesn't need a mum, and that's how Rabbi Yeshua understands that's true, even the Gabi Eila. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if a guy gave his entire estate to Hekdesh, and there's animals in there that are females, he meant everything to be an oila, but the halacha is only but Rabbi Shimon, an unsuitable animal doesn't get kedushas aguf. Fine, so then sell it without a mum for a carbon shlamim. Take the money and use the money for the bereka bayit, together with the money for his car and for his fridge and for his TV and whatever. It all goes to the bereka bayit, and everything is very clear and straightforward. Good. Okay, Sir Richard is looking really all excited and hot under the collar and ready to go like a racehorse. You can see it in all of it. Do it.
Oh,
thank you. That's wonderful. So now, so we talked in the beginning about the Oila and about the Tamura of an Oila and the Vlad of an Oila. Then we started talking about the Vlad of an Asham, again, obviously in a strange case like by Ayla, where someone had given an akiva. Now we want to talk about the other dinim in terms of Tamura, because we talked about the Vlad of the Asham itself. Now we're going to talk about the Tamura of the Asham. And since the Tamura of an Asham can certainly be an akiva, it could have a Vlad. So the Tamura of the Asham, the Vlad of the Tamura of the Asham, and the Vlad Vladan Atsov Kalolam, Halacha is over there. They are sent out to pasture. Yeruach Yistaevu. And we wait until they get a mum, the Machru, and you sell them. And then the money should be given for an Nedava. And remember, the klal is when you give money for an Nedava, the usage of that phrase, give the money for an Nedava, means that it's given for a nidvas tzibur, for kayetz hamizbeach, which is put into the shofarot. So the Tanna Kamma is clearly saying the halacha that we had before. Kol shebechatat meta, and a tmura schatas would be meta, a vlad schatas would be meta. So kol shebechatas meta, when it comes to an asham, the equivalent case is put out to pasture. We sell it, and we use the proceeds for the buying of Kayetz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, not to be confused with Rabbi Elazar that we've been discussing until now. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, and remember, this is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that was in the very first Mishnah of Zvachim, the first Mishnah that we started in the entire Seder Kachin, that it's the dinim of a chatas and an asham, according to Rabbi Eliezer, are exactly the same. Because the Torah says, ki chatat ka asham. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha of the five chataot hametot, when they're moved over to ashamot, so an asham, where it was nischaper b'acheres, or a tmuras asham, or a vlad of the tmur of the asham, or the other motaro, the owner died, or it was at the wrong age and it got too old to be used. All of those cases, the halacha would be yira'u, according to the Chachamim, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, yamutu. Now, what it is that Rabbi Eliezer does with the halacha l'mashe b'Sinai is not clear. Either he held that that was not the lashon of the halacha, or this is a gzeira d'rabbanan. We'll see discussion in the Gemara about it, but it is not clear, this big machlokas in among the Rishonim, what exactly Rabbi Eliezer, his basis is of not going along with Kol Shebechatas Mesa. Rabbi Elazar says, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar says, I agree with the Tanakam except for one thing. You do not buy a Nadava. You buy an Oila. Isn't a Nadava an Oila? The Gemara will ask, but we know the Mishnah will ask, but we know the answer, of course. One is an Oila Sibur, for Kaitzim is Beah. And when you say it should be brought as an Oila, what you mean is it should be brought as a private Oila by this guy. That's what it means. Asham. Now, how about the other cases of Chatos Amesos? For an Asham, that would be an Asham whose owner died. Or an Asham where the owner used a different Asham and he was mischaper with another one, Rishikipru Ba'alab. Again, over there, the Halacha is Kol Shebechatas Mesa Be'Asham Raya. Therefore, the Tanakhama says, Yiru Ach Yistaevo V'yimachru V'yiplu Dameyim L'Nedava. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, Yomutu, because Kechatat Ka'ashan. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, I agree with the Tanakhama, except they should not be brought as an Adava, they should be brought as an Ayla. Yavi b'dameyam Ayla. Says the Gemara, well, what's the difference? Isn't an Adava an Ayla? V'alo af nedava olahi. So what the heck is the difference between what Rabbi Eliezer is, what Rabbi Elazar is saying and what the Chachamim are saying? They're saying the same thing. So ma ben divri Rabbi Elazar le divri Chachamim. Ah, there's a big difference. Mizmanchi ba'chova, which means for his own personal chiyuv. Don't mean chovah, that the Torah was mechayev. We mean that he had been mechayev himself as a neder or whatever. The din is, if it's a personal karba, what do you do with that? You need to do smicha. So he has to come in, he has to lean on the karba, semech aleha. He has to bring the nesachim from his own money, nesachim mishalo. And if this owner was a kohen, he can insist that he is the only one that is to be doing the Aveda on it because it's his and he wants to, and a Kohen is allowed to bring a carbon for himself at any time. And he gets to keep all of the skin of this carbon for himself because it's my carbon. So then Avodato, the Ora, would be his. But Masha Enken, according to the Tanakama, if it was coming as a Nidvas Sibor, we said Yiplu Dom of the Nadava, so then you're not even allowed to do Smicha on it. Enosar Mechalel, that would be being Mishamish. Mishtamish with Kachim and leaning on it, it's Aser. Furthermore, he's not responsible for the Nesachim. So, Enu Meviel and Nesachim. There are Nesachim, but the Nesachim are paid for by the Tzibur. Nesachel Mishal Tzibur. And even if the original owner were a Kohen, he has no more rights in it than any other Kohen. And he can't insist, I want to do the Avodah, I want to keep the Or, because the Avodah and the Or goes to the Anshei Mishmar as a whole, and does not belong to him individually. Okay. Now, what's very strange about this Mishnah, you must admit, is that instead of simply throwing together all of the cases, or for that matter, using one case as a model, instead the Mishnah separates the din of the Vlad Tmura, the Tmura and the Vlad Tmura, puts the whole machlokas, goes through the whole discussion, whether it's a Nadava, whether it's a Yachid, the difference between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Eliezer, and then it starts all over again in the case of an Asham Shemetu Ba'alea or Shekipru Ba'alea Ba'chera. I mean, it's a very strange way to do things. I mean, wouldn't one of these two sets in the Mishnah, wouldn't they satisfy the requirement of our understanding, the big machlokes, between these three shitas? It's exactly the same din in all of them. Why do we separate it like that, asks the Gemara. I mean, it seems over here to be redundant. No, says the Gemara, it's not. Sricha. Because let's say the Mishnah told us only of the dinim of the Asham, where Metu Balav, or Nischapru Balav, the second case. I would have said, you know what? The reason that Rebbe Eliezer says that in this case, you have to let the Asham die, it's not because he holds that Asham has the same din as a Chatas. It's because of a Gezerah. What's the Gezerah? It's Behakam Rebbe Eliezer Eli Yomutu Mishum de Gozer Liacha Kapara Atu Lifnei Kapara. He doesn't want you to bring an Eila with the money that you get from an Asham, even though you had already been Mischaper, and that's the din. If the Abayim had been Mischaper, maybe he agrees. that it really should be left to get a mum, and then you bring an Eila. But he's worried, what if you would have a case like this? You saw a friend where he lost his Asha, brought another Asha, found the first Asha. What is that? An Asha Shenischapru Baaleha Ba'acheres. They went ahead and waited till it got a mum, and then they went and they brought an Eila, right? Now this guy, all he remembers is that his friend had an extra asham because he had been mischaper, and it was brought as an Eila ultimately by selling it. So he, what happened to him was the same thing. He lost his asham. He went out and bought another asham, but he found his asham before he went ahead and was mischaper. Now, he's got two animals in front of him, one of which is going to be used for his asham, and one of which is not. So he says, oh, Joe had exactly this maisa happen, and he went ahead and he sold the one that got a mum and brought an Eila with it. I'm going to do exactly the same thing because this animal fell and got a mum. I'll sell it as an Eila. Now, if he does that, he is being Mishana Mikadusha Likadusha, which is an Issa D'Oraisa, because this animal, meanwhile, is meant to be an Asham. It is not an Asham Shenischapru Baaleha Ba'acheres. So since Rebbe Elazar was concerned, since Rebbe Eliezer was concerned that he might make that mistake and be over on an Issa D'Oraisa, so he made a Gezerah because it's too easy for people to get confused between Lifnei Kapor or Le'achre Kapor. I don't know the difference. So he made a Gezerah. But maybe by the case of a Tmuras Asham and the blood of a Tmura over there, maybe would be made it to the Rabbanan, the Enochinami. The halacha is the kosher b'chatas besa ba'asham raya. And on the other hand, the yashmin and atz, let's say I would have only had the first case in the Mishnah, of a case of tumura and vlad tumura, I would have thought, you know what? The Rabbanan in that case argue with Rabbi Eliezer because they hold of the halacha l'ashmi sinai, kosher b'chatas besa ba'asham raya. But when it comes to the second case of balim, that when it's chapru b'chares, maybe they agree, you know what? It might be worthwhile making a gezerah derabbanan of la'achar kapora or to lifnei kapora, and maybe we should agree with Rebbe Eliezer in that case that we have to let it die in order to avoid people making this terrible mistake and being over in Issa D'Oraisa, and therefore emamodilul Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Eliezer. Therefore, tzricha, we need to have both sets to understand that we're dealing with different issues in both of these sets. Now, as far as the din of the vlad of the tmuras asher, Amrib Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, you should know that the whole machlokas in the Mishnah about the vlad of a tmura is talking about only li'achar kapora, after the asham itself was put on the mizbeach. There we have our machlokas. But if it was lifnei kapora, if you have a tmura of an asham, then why the heck not bring it as the asham? It's a male, and it's perfectly roy for an asham. And normally the din is that a tmura gets the din of the korba that it was taken from. So if you have the tmura or the vlad of the tmura, whatever, they should all be brought as ashamais. So hu ba'atzmo yikrav asham, bring the vladais as an asham directly. We're talking about a case where you already had a kapora, but if it's not, you're still chayiv for the original asham. Why can't you use this for your original asham? That everybody would agree, Tainas Rav Nachman, Amar Rava, that is ridiculous. Shtei tshuvas b'davar. There's two reasons that I can tell you straight off why that is totally, can't be what it was that Rabbi Baravua said. Because first of all, Chada, the Enodim is Chaper B'davra Abba Ba'avera. What kind of nonsense is that? A person should get himself a kapora from an animal that he was over on an Issa D'Oraisa and he was Chaya Malkus for. This makes sense to you? A guy goes in and he makes it tomorrow, he's going to use it as a kapora? What kind of kapora is that? So you can't bring a Davra Abba Ba'avera as an asham. Therefore, for sure, it doesn't even make any sense. He was over on Lo Yamir, Lo Yachlifenu, and so on. So you can't possibly give the Tmura because, okay, when it comes to Noila, I understand. That's not for Kapora. There we said you can bring it. Shlomim, you can bring it. But to get a Kapora, that doesn't make any sense. Furthermore, You forgot our whole discussion that we had before. Remember, Rabbi Chiya brought a raya l'siyua l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He brought a raya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's shita. That, remember, we were talking over there in the first Mishnah, whether it's Vlad, Vlad, Vlada, Vlad, Vlad, Vlada, whether what would be the din if everybody is made that the halacha is yes ikarevu or not ikarevu. Remember, we had that whole discussion? And he brought a raya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that a Vlad Sheni, a second generation Vlad, can never be brought on the Mizbeach. Now, the Vlad of a Tmura, remember, a Tmura is considered to be the Vlad Rishon, because the mother, so to speak, means the primary animal. It was a male, that was the primary. The Tmura is the secondary, that is to say, the Vlad. And the Vlad of the Tmura is the Vlad of the Vlad, and we brought a raya that Vlad Sheni can for sure not be brought. So therefore, you can't be bringing the Vlad of the Tmura. So you can't bring the Tmura, because it is a mitzvah baba vera. How can you go ahead and be mischaper with it? And you can't bring the Vlad of a Tmura because it's a secondary order kedusha and it doesn't have the keach to be brought on the mizbeach. See, obviously you got the whole thing wrong, Reb Nachman. Rabbi Barabua couldn't have said that. Ella yitmah, well, you're right, but we must have misquoted. Yitmah hachi yitmah. Om Reb Nachman, Om Rabbi Barabua, the opposite. The machlokas is kodem kapora, but li acher kapora? Over there, you sure bring it as an eila. So the whole problem over here is if you don't have a kapora, you can't bring it as an asham, because, as Rava just explained, it's a mitzvah baba vera. Because of that, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to wait until it dies, because we're afraid that if you put it out to be raya, then you might actually confuse this with the original Asham and bring it as an Asham. So he's saying, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, Rabbanu were Gezer, and the Chachomim are saying, we don't hold that there's such a Gezer. But if it was Li'akra Kapora, what's the problem? There's no way you're going to misuse it as an Asham. Then if you have the Vlad of a Tmura, simply bring it as an Eila. Why not? Since it in the Maisa, he already had been mischaper, so now it has a din of a Meiser Asham. A Meiser Asham is brought as an Eila. That was the famous pasuk of Yehoyada Kohen that we had back in Shkolim. We always bring Meiser Adam Karev Eila. Excellent. That's what he said. Ask the Gemara, but wait a minute. I thought there's another problem. The other problem being that a Vlad Sheni can't be brought on the Mizbeach Bichlal. Didn't we say Atani Rabbi Chielis Yula Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, then Vlad Rishai is Karev of Vlad Sheni, and the Vlad of Atmura is a Vlad Sheni? So what are you telling me it could be Karev as an Oila? Kasha, that's a problem. That I don't know how to answer that. Okay. Now, the question is, what about the case of the Keva that you set aside for an Asha? It has a child. Can you bring its child itself, a male, as an actual korban eila? So in other words, we're talking about over here, you had already been mischaper with the asham, so there's no problem of confusing it with an asham. It's pure meisar asham. So in that case, is it included in the pasuk that tells me meisar adam la eila? And the question would be, could I bring it directly? I don't understand. Isn't that clear? Tivshat Leim the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Didn't we just have? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, Moda Rabbi Elazar, in that case itself, that I do not bring the Vlad itself, right? So in other words, even though Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said that Rabbi Elazar is made, that if a Nekeva La'asha, that he said is you can't bring the Vlad as an Asham. The question over here, can it be brought as an Eila, should be basically the same halacha that we said before, that the reason Rabbi Elazar held that the Zohar was born to an Akeva of an Eila can be brought as an Eila is only because you have the Shem Eila al Imai, which means that in the case of an Akeva, you don't have the Shem Eila al Imai. So then Rebbe Lazar agrees that you cannot. We've spoken about this 10 times already. So why are we raising it as a new issue? The whole point was, the difference between Ayala and Asham. So there's your answer. You're right, it is. Velo Shemiele. He had never heard that whole Svara that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina had said. Anyway, so he didn't hear it. So what did he answer him? So what did Rav Avin Bar Kahana answer Rav Avin Bar Chiya? Amalei, Rav Avin Bar Kahana said to him, the halacha is that Bina is Karav Ayla. Says the Gemara, hi, my, why? So he asked him, because all that we heard up until now is Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Elazar lamafrish nekevela Ayla, and that was the whole svara, I thought, because he knew on his own, is because Ika Shema Ayla Alimai. Avagabe Asham, the Lekha Shema Ela Alimai, then even Rabbi Elazar should be made that you certainly cannot bring the child. In other words, that's basically what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, except that in this version that he hadn't heard what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, he tied it himself. Why is it that the Mishnah concentrates on the difference between Ela and Asham? Must be, I figured out myself, it must be because Shema Ela Alimai. So then why are you telling me that I can bring the child itself? He's tying against him. So he said, Omar Lay, time of the Rebbe Elazar, Zlam Yishim Neshem Eloi Lima. I'm sorry, I disagree with that. Remember, he had not heard that Sfara either from the Gemara before. What is it based on? The reason is because since the child is a Zohar, and a Zohar is Royal Mizbeah, it's Rishon Dechosi Lak Rava. So the child of a female Asham, a Zohar from a female Asham, it's also Chazilak Rava. What do I need? The Shema Alimai. So Nami Chazilak Rava. Remember, this is what we had said before that we might have thought was the meaning. So according to Rav Avin Bar Kahana, the Mishnah could just as easily have said the Mafrish Asham, the Kevala Asham, as it said a Mafrish the Kevala Ayla. Would be exactly the same halacha. So Rav Avin Bar Kahana said to him, how could that be? Eisvei, doesn't it say in the Mishnah that Vladan of Vladan at Serf Kala Elam, in the case of the Tmura, Yavi Bidameyam Ela, and that means only Bidameyam, but certainly you can't bring the actual animal as an Asha, as an Ela, Atzmo Lo. So you see, even though your svara is if it is a kosher animal, it's a male, it doesn't have a mum, why not bring it? That's what you said. So by that token, why does it say that you bring Bedomav? Why Bedomav? According to you, you should bring it itself. Nah, what you think that it's talking about over there, that it was a male? It wasn't a male. It was a female. Harkabamayaskina, the Mishnah's case was when the Tmura had a Nikeva, and it cannot be brought as an Ayla. So because of that, it's saying it's perfectly kosher for an Ayla in terms of its domain, but obviously not itself. Oh, so you're telling me Vlada, Vlad, Vlada, Vlad, Vlad, Vlada, Adsof Kola Olam, it never had a male. Is that what you're saying? There was never a male. All of these crazy cases for the next 1,000 generations, there were no males, all females. Adsof Olam, Lo Olit Chad Zohar. Does that make sense to you? Omar Lay, so he's, Rav Avin Bar Kahana said to him, listen, you know what? I can tell you, one of these weird kind of things that these people from Bavel always tell you, these crazy cases. You know, they always do that. The Mishnah is talking about a crazy case. That's what I'll tell you. Yeah, it's like all the weird things that they say in Bavel, you know? Mishanina shinuya dechiki Bavloi. I'm going to give you a Bavel type of weird answer, okay? Yeah, Kigon Shiyolda and the cave is Atsef Ayolam. Fine. Okay, But obviously, since he's making fun of that answer, he couldn't have been taking that answer that seriously, right? So, I mean, what did he hold was the real shot? I mean, he's saying, I could always give you one of those answers. And you're from Buffalo, so stop driving me crazy. You're used to those stupid answers. But what was the real answer? So I said, okay, but my Havi Mishanile, if he wasn't going to tell him one of these weird answers, what kind of reasonable answer would he have told him? He would have told him, Mishanile, he would have said that in the Mishnah, the reason we don't bring the Zohar on the Mizbeach directly is Gzeira Derabbana. Because if you allowed a person to bring the actual Vlad of the Asham on the Mizbeach, he might confuse that with the original Asham and he would end up using it as an asham, in the case he still needed the asham. And in order that that shouldn't happen, because it isn't kosher for an asham, it's only kosher for an eila, so the Rabbanan said, you can't use it even as an eila, you can only use its money. That was the real reason. But all he was saying is, listen, this is what bothers you. You come from a country where they let these crazy things happen all the time, so don't drive me nuts. If you can't figure out, then it's your problem. Okay, very good. Rabbanei is pointing out, look in your sheet. Okay, everybody, sorry for keeping you a little bit extra today. Brucey is anxious to get away. Those of you who want to stay for a review are welcome. Those who must leave for your unfortunate demands of silly things like making money or smiling at your wife or eating or all those absurd kind of things that people are forced to do by Olam Hazeh, we understand the ilutzim. But for those of you who are lucky enough to be able to review, please join me in a review. Have a great day. Good. I'm just waiting for the recorder to begin over here. Review of Tmura Daf Chof, Halakha Mishnah. Tmurat Hashem, Vlad Tmura, Vladan, Vlad Vladan, Atzov, Kala Olam, Yira Eu, Archie Steve, Vimachu, Vipludu, Memle, the Dova. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yomutu. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yavibidamea Olot. Oshem Shemetu Baalav, or Shekipru Baalav, Yeru Archie Steve, Vimachu, Vipludu, Memle, the Dova. Rabbi Eliezer again says Yomutu. And Rabbi Elazar again says Yavibidamea Oila. Now, wait, I don't understand. How the Nadova is an Oila. So, Ma Bain no. There it's personal. He's maybe nesachim. He pays for the nesachim. He might nesachim mishalo. He buy a kohen avodatav or ashalo. But if it's coming as an adava, then it's for the tzibur. Then ino somechalea. Ino maybe ala nesachim, but the nesachim come mishal tzibur. And there avopishu kohen avodatav ora go to the all anshe mishmar alike, and not to him. Vitzri. Omar Rava, that's nuts. Stay chuvot b'davar chada. Ain't a done mischaper b'davar b'baveira. Even if you could use it tomorrow as an oil or a shlomim, how could you use it as an asha? The other tani Reb Chanina, Reb Chananya, the siula, Reb Yeshua ben Levi. The other Vlad Rishon Kariv, Vlad Sheni, ain't no Kariv ever. Ela yit ma'ach yit ma'om Reb Nachman or Rabba b'achlokas kodim kapara. Aval liacher kapara hu atzmo Kariv oila. Aye, what about a tani Reb Chananya? The Siyula of Yeshua ben Levi, that's a Vlad Sheni isn't Kare, Kashi. Boy, me Rebavin Merchia, me Rebavin Bar Kahana, he frish the cave, Ali Yosham, ben Namahush, he Karev la Eula. I don't understand. Wasn't that the whole point of Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, of the difference between an Asham, that was the Kedusha Dechuya, and an Eula, about Shame Eula al Imai? And he said, Meida Reb Eliezer, no, lo Shemi Alei. So, okay, so then, my, if he didn't know, Amar Lei, but not Karavola. So he asked him, I might. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rebbe Elazar, Ela mafresh lekev la Eila, Ika shema Eila alima, which he figured out himself without knowing Rebbe Chananya. Avagabi asham, the leka shema Eila ima, Rebbe Elazar himself should be made. Amar Lei, that's not the reason that Rebbe Elazar says that. Time in Rebbe Elazar la mishum de shema Eila alima, it's mishum de chazil akrova, vanami chazil akrova. Eisvet. Vladan uvlad vladan atzov kol olam yavi b'dameyam ayla. So you see only b'dameyam ayla, but who atzmola? Alchemai eskinim kishon sheyolda nekeva. What? Atzov olam lo olid chad zachar. Omarle, what do you care? Shanina shinuya dechiki bavloi. Kishon sheyolda nekevas atzov olam. Okay. If you have even more time, and go back further. I don't know how many people will stick with me, but I'll try it, okay? Okay. So let's see. Here we can start. We'd have to start back at the Mishnah on Yutes. Today's review of Masechet Temura is Daf Yutet. Hamafrish nekevala asham. Tirei ad shetistaev v'timacher v'yaviv b'dameha asham. V'im karev ashamo yiplu damav linadava. Rabbi Shimon omer timacher shalom b'mom. Loma letistaev timacher. Given the lochazil amilta, isn't that a mum? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Hainu taima damrinan. Migu de nachta. Kedushas domim. Nachta nami kedushas akur. Amar Rava, from that sheet of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, you see, Zotomeret, Higdish Zohar Ledamav, it becomes Kodesh Kedush Zaguf. Itma, Higdish Zohar Ledamav, Rav Kahn, Amar Kodesh Kedush Zaguf. And Rava himself said, Eino Kodesh Kedush Zaguf. And now, obviously, he's changed his mind. Because Hodabe Rava, Le Rav Kahn, based on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Shimon Omer Timacher Shelo B'mum, Amar Le Rav Chiya Bar Rav, and Le Rabbi Yochanan. And what about Miga Danach, like it is Dami Techaz, like Nami Kedush Zaguf? Omale, this is Rabbi Shimon Shita all over. Rabbi Shimon Shita is the time of the Yom Kol Midid or Chazal or Gufe. No Nachtoi Kedush Zaguf at all. The Tanya Osham Ben Shana Ve'Evio Ben Shtayim Ben Shtayim Ve'Evio Ben Shana Kishera Ve'Lo Alula Ba'alim L'Shem Chuvva. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Atzman Einan Kedush. Vare Mechusar Zman, which is Lo Chazi. And nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon says it is Kadesh. That's different. Shiny Mechuzer Zman, because it's going to be ready tomorrow. Nu. So Yachi Osham Ben Shtayim Ve'vi Ben Shana will be ready next year. Isn't that the same thing? Elahayna time of the Rabbi Shimon Mechuzer Zman, the Yalev Lemi Bechor, Kedetani Rabbi Shimon Ben Yudhaimer Mishom Rabbi Shimon Mechuzer Zman, can be Nichnas Ledir Le'itat Ser, and it has the same din as a Bechor. Just like a Ma Bechor is Kodesh Lifnei Zman, no. Bechorev Le'acher Zman, no. Af Mechuzer Zman is Kodesh Levnei Zman or Vekorev Le'acher Zman. Tan Rabbana na Magdish Nekiva Olato Lepischo La'ashamo O Satmura Rabbi Shimon Amer only La'olato Satmura but Lepischo La'ashamo Eino Satmura She'en L'chadavra O Satmura Ela Haro Lehistaev. And since I hold no Kedush Zaguf is not so, how could I make a Tmura? Amarav because Pesach should be the same as an Ola. Well, why doesn't he even say no, because in that Rebbe Shavlik Rabbona. Rabbona and old Motarot go to Nidvas Tzibur, not to your own personal Nidova, and therefore that Korban of Nidvas Tzibur itself doesn't make a Tmura. So how could that be a basis of making a Tmura? The ain tomorrow bit zibur. Anyway, kasaka daitach that hine time of the Rabbi Shimon be'abim mafresh the kevela olata. Why there doesn't make it tomorrow? Because the ikah shem ola alea where by ola sa'ov in a carbon ani. So ela miata becoming gadol shefresh paro leparo. Why not say it should be kadosh because you have a paras chatas? Paras chatas. That's kachi berak abayetu kachi berak abayet lo se tomorrow. Okay. How about a case of a yachid? Shehifri soyer l'siirato. Why shouldn't it be kadosh? Because there's a concept of a soyer nasi, which is a male, or vice versa. A nasi shehifri siira l'siira tikdosh da yachid mafri siira. Yeah, but there's two different individuals. Ani trei gufin dina. Okay. Well, what about a case where chet o ad shlo nitmano, and now he was mafri soyer l'siira. Sorry. So then it should be kadosh because if he was chote hashta, he would be able to bring a sire. Okay, but he wasn't chayte ashta. Alo chata. So lo yichay b'sire. You say the same thing over here? Yehoch yehoch anami? He's not bringing an oil as a oaf. So why is it hell? Rabbi Shimon Savlik Rabbi Elizabeth, this is a whole different story. It's none. A guy who says stam, are alay ola, yavi keves, and Rabbi Elizabeth azayom, o toro ben yonah, t'nan has. Amagdish nechasa. Rabbi Elazar omer zecharim yimachru letzorchei olot v'nekevot yimachru letzorchei shlamim. V'dameyam yiplu imshar mechasim leperek habayit. Rabbi Yeshua omer, even the zecharim atzmam should be karevu olos. V'nekevot should be sold letzorchei shlamim. And the money should go to the Mizbeach for bringing oilites, and the rest, only the rest goes to perek habayit. Because the guy wanted maximal kedusha, whatever it was maximally roi for. I don't get it. According to Rabbi Yoshua, if he says that the Zechorim Atzmi Kavu Olot, so then that means that he wanted to give the Nekevas for the Mizbeach for Ayla. So then how can you bring them as a Shlomim? Now it's because Kiddush of the Kuyaka Atyan. Or Lishnach, we normally Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yochanan. Me to come Rabbi Yoshua Zechorim Atzmi Kavu Olot, it clearly implies what name of the Kiddush Zaguf Akdashino. So then he asked Nekevas of Mayim Okhla Tzarchi Shlomim. Don't they need Re'ia? Amale Rabbi Yeshua Sava like Rabbi Shimon. Yama call me to the Chazile Laguf, Felo Nachter Likadir Zaguf. The Tanan Rabbi Shimon says by an Eila, rather by an Akeva La Asham, Timacher Shalobamum, Kimadol Chaz, and Akeva La Asham, Lo Nachter Likadir Zaguf. Yes, but Amadam Rabbi Shimon, that was only Gavin Akeva La Asham. Remember? Because an Akeva Lekashe Moshe Malimai, Ava Gavin Akeva La Eila, the Ikashe Mala Alimai, I feel a Rabbi Shimon made it. The Oda Shamino Leila Rabbi Shimon, that La Olato, it even makes a Tamura. Amale. Well, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold it. That's what Rabbi Lazar holds. Rabbi Shimon holds. He holds Ki Irach Tana Libra Rabbi Shimon. Namely, the Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yuda Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Af La Olato, Ein Osa Tamura. Thank you for sticking. Kol Tov.